You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for Look Ahead at the Weekend is Rachel Flora. She's the community editor of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And it's the first weekend of March, and there is plenty to do.
So much.
Yeah, starting, of course, with First Friday.
First Friday is one of my favorite events every month. There's so much to do, especially in Starland. There's a lot going on this week. 100 Miles is going to be doing an exhibition with Lynn Powell Hollingsworth that's going to be called Everyday Icons of Nature. Then another exhibition we're going to have is Call for Memories by Chelsea Voss at Sulphur Studios. What she did was she asked people to submit their memory. If every memory they had was wiped off, they could save one. And what would it be? Can you even?
That's so challenging.
I know. As I wrote the story, I was like, I don't know what I would pick. There's no way.
Yeah, I bet the responses to that were really interesting.
I cannot wait to see what they are. She wouldn't give me any previews, so I can't wait to see. Then we also have Saturated Marks by Julia Lupacino at the Rat on Bowl. And then there are just some more other fun events, too. Like the Two Tides Brewery is going to release their intertidal Lemon Goza, which sounds delicious and like I have to do that. Bull Street Taco is going to have an analog pop-up. And Gypsy World is going to have a sale on men's vintage for March Madness.
Oh, so all kinds of things happening in Starland First Friday.
Definitely.
Also, starting on Friday, we've got some musical theater.
Yes, so it's going to be Hello Again, which is presented by the Collective Face Theater Ensemble, Friday and Saturday night, and then Sunday matinee. It's a story that follows five sexually linked couples. I have not seen it, but it sounds intriguing. So that was our cover story this week, and it sounds awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Now, local musician Jason Bible's got some new music coming out.
He does. So he just released, with Jason Bible and the Rights, he released an album and a book at the same time. It sounds like a big project.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot
of work to do.
I was going to say, that sounds a lot. It's called Annika, and the book is about a pill mill. It's a story of addiction, and it was written by an Athens author.
So they've got events sort of presenting both of those together.
Yes. So they're going to be, I'm not really sure the nature of how that's going to go. I guess we'll find out. But Saturday at Graveface and then at the Ascension Bean, then Sunday at Tybee Post Theater.
Right. Lots of chances to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And then also on Saturday, there's what sounds like a really cool event for families and kids to check out.
The Savannah Local Artist Market is one of the first things like of this kind that I've seen in Savannah. There's going to be over 50 artists. They're going to be at the old Salvation Army baseball field. It's on Washington and B. There's going to be so many signs, so if you can't find it, I'm sure you'll be able to see. But so there's going to be lots of artists out. They're going to have music, poetry readings, just a lot of stuff to do for families. And it's going to be a beautiful day, apparently.
Yeah, good day to be outside in Savannah.
Definitely.
Speaking of a nice day to be outside, on Tybee, they're having some fun Saturday.
Yes, so it's going to be Tybee Island's Mardi Gras. They're going to have a parade, costumes for the best dressed, just all the sort of Mardi Gras fun you could expect because Fat Tuesday is this Tuesday.
Yes, and Tybee certainly knows how to throw a parade.
They really do.
And then finally on Sunday, we've got even more art to kind of wrap up the weekend.
This is a great art-filled weekend. I'm really excited about it personally. Catherine Sondo has a great installation up now at the Jepson Center. It's an atrium installation and a site-specific painting. Now that focuses on the Katniss plant, which is a really neat plant. I'll let you read more about it, but it's fantastic and it's a really cool show.
I'll let you read more about it, you say. Nice little plug to Connect
Savannah,
where you work.
This was a few weeks ago.
Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.